whole tower was exactly what it took to trigger my memory. I can't believe it!
Are you serious, Badger? That was all it took? You remember who you are?
Yeah, I really think it's coming back to me. This radio tower, the helicopter... Where's my phone?
Who are you calling?
Hold that thought, Birdie. Hello? Hey, it's me. It's Badger.
Holiday, this is so awesome. Your plan worked. We have Badger back.
Or at least that's what they want me to believe, Bernie.
What?
No! Don't worry, sis. I didn't get sucked in. I'm at the radio tower in Carson Woods. Can you and Dad come get me? I'll walk down to the road. Okay, see you soon.
You tricked us. That's not nice.
You tricked me first.
But you remembered the helicopter.
Nah, I just know they freak you out. Bernie told me about the one that flew over the school, how it made you guys lose your minds.
You don't get it. This isn't a game. We're trying to help you.
You don't get it. I don't want your help. Come near me again, and I'm calling the police. Later, haters.
Well, that didn't go as planned.
Brinley is dug in his brain like a weasel.
I hate her.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. And if I hate her, you should hate her a million times more. She's been messing in your business since she met you.
Look, she's not my favorite person, but I do kind of feel sorry for her. I mean, her mom's gone, her dad's working all the time.
Doesn't mean you get to be a stinky jerk face.
I'm just saying, she's basically alone, and then she finds this lost kid who needs a home and a family. You can't really blame her for wanting to keep Badger for herself. Now that she has him, she's afraid to lose him.
But she doesn't know him like we do.
I have to say, Brinley and her dad are taking good care of him. He seems to be happy. When Mom and Dad took me in, they hid my past so I could lead a normal life.
Holiday. You hated Mom and Dad for lying to you about your past.
At first, but it started making sense. Honestly, that year with you guys before I learned the truth was pretty great.
Yeah, I liked it too.
There you are, kidnappers!
Kidnappers? You're the one who—
Hey, Brinley! Birdie, go down to the bike rack in the parking lot. I'll be there in a minute.
With pleasure.
Did she just growl at me?
Brinley, I know you're gonna go off on me, but I have to say something first. I'm sorry.
Fake news.
No, really. I was wrong.
That doesn't let you off the hook for luring Bruce out in the freezing cold. He's still not 100% after passing out.
Wait, he passed out?
Mid-sentence. 1 minute he was talking, the next he was flat on the ground, not moving.
He passed out too.
What?
Nothing. That must have been scary.
It was terrifying. I blame you and your dumb family for stressing him out. So just quit telling him he doesn't belong with me.
You're so right. I'll stop.
Wait, really?
Yes, for now. But one day, I don't know when, he's going to figure out he's not your brother. And all the nice things you're doing for him now won't matter then. All he'll care about is that you lied to him. Maybe he'll forgive you, but if he doesn't, you could lose him. Forever.
That's never happening.
There's Badger, and Brinley's dad.
What's taking Brinley so long?
Said she wanted to talk to your friends.
My friends? I'm going to run to the bathroom in the rain.
Here's your chance, Bert.
You're right there.
Excuse me, Mr. Pasternak? I'm Bertie Anders.
Anders?
You know the name? You're probably thinking of my sister, Holiday. She and Brinley aren't exactly chummy.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's worse than that. I mean, look at all the trouble they keep getting each other into.
Trouble?
Like, principal's office trouble. I heard my mom say all their fighting is going to get in the way of their academic career.
Your mom said that?
And she was in tears. I mean, this could ruin everything for those girls. Class rank, college scholarship.
Why didn't I know about all this?
Well, now you do. I mean, They missed the fall concert because they were fighting and...
That was supposed to be her way into that special music school.
The perfect life you've tried to give Brinley. Well, this thing with Holiday is risking all of that. You seem like a no-nonsense kind of guy, Mr. Pasternak.
Huh.
Exactly. You can fix this. You're the one who can save Brinley's academic career, her scholarship, her whole future.
Maybe I should have your folks to dinner. Fix this mess.
That would be awesome. We could all come. Mommy, my parents, Holiday, you, Brinley, Bruce. I bet by the time we're done eating, we'd be one big, happy family.
Framily?
Framily. Like friends plus family. I've never heard of that.
Bertie, is there something wrong with you?
No, there's something right with me. See you at dinner.